Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. You're back to pointing.
Yeah, because I'm not ashamed anymore.
Yay!
No shame here.
No shame. How's it going, Brandon?
Oh, pretty good. We're still in the countdown mode to vacation, but when you hear this...
We'll be on vacation.
We'll probably be back from vacation,
oh, it's true.
To be honest with you, and that'll be sad.
That's true.
Because life is broken up into vacation and not vacation, and not vacation is much longer and more depressing than
That's
vacation.
That's true. Although, sometimes... peppered throughout not vacation is preparing for next vacation.
Well, yeah, that's just a wise tip that I'm going to give to all the travelers out there. Look forward to your vacations. Plan for them. Research them. Think about them. Dream about them. And then it's like you're on vacation almost.
Almost. Yeah, nice. Whoa, man.
Whoa.
What are you drinking?
I don't know. You made it for me.
It's gin. It's a gin and peach.
Cool.
Stand by.
Cool.
Your Pim's Test Kitchen cup is getting a little worse for wear.
It looks like it's been involved in a few experiments.
We should probably go get another one. We also have another one, but we should get another one.
Another one. They're very good drinking glasses, so
they
what
are.
Can I say?
They are. A lot. I am drinking, not quite local, but pretty close to local, next town over, a raspberry sour from the Fernie Brewing Company called Sundown. It is brand new, new to when I'm recording
this. You gotta say it like Sundown.
I don't know how to do that. No. Okay, ready?
Sundown.
No, I can't do it. I can't do it. Anyway, it's really good. I'm not saying I like sours.
But you like...
But I like sours.
You love sours.
And I like raspberry. It's so good. Okay. Also, Brandon, do you have a nerd thing this week? We're recording in advance, so
I don't know. I'm gonna eat my body weight in tacos over the next couple weeks, so that's my nerd thing, I guess.
When you're hearing this, he's probably still gonna be in a taco coma.
Recuperating
from tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Me too. That sounds like a good plan. I like it. I'm excited.
Tacos.
Since we're recording in advance, we don't have news, but you do have an entry on your Better Know a Listener. Yeah. So we've done this a few times now, last few episodes. But if you weren't around, first of all, shame. Go listen to those, because we get to be all critical and it's super fun.
And you can get caught up. And they were pretty fun episodes. I got to be judgmental. And
you do like being judgmental.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what Brandon has started doing is when you go into look up our basic information about listeners, you know, like which country they're from and stuff like that, you find out something about a cool town or city or area.
Yeah, you can see kind of what general vicinity a listener is from. And if there's a bunch of listeners from a general vicinity, I kind of look it up on generally Wikipedia, because Wikipedia might be the most accurate source on the interwebs these days. I mean, growing up, we were in school, we were always told that's like a terrible source, blah, blah, blah.
Not even growing up, that was a university thing, because we did not have Wikipedia growing up, because we're old.
Well, yeah, that's true. That is true. It was university. Don't ever use Wikipedia as a source. It might be the best source on the internet.
That's crazy.
Now.
It's the only thing that's getting reviewed.
It's literally peer-reviewed, and it's the only thing that's cited to, like, legitimate journals and things like that, whereas any other website is just, I don't know, whatever that person felt like putting on there. So,
anyway.
Go Wikipedia.
Yeah. So what do you have for us this week?
Well, we're taking our first trip to Canada.
Hey, we're Canadian.
Yeah. Because the last couple have been in the States, and I'm kind of going all over the place.
I like that you're going all over the place.
Mostly pick a cool name and something weird, but
this is
Duncan, British Columbia.
Oh, okay. Where's Duncan?
It's on Vancouver Island.
Oh, okay.
It's north of Victoria, but south of Nanaimo.
Okay. We've driven from Vancouver to Nanaimo. Did we drive through Duncan?
We took a ferry to Nanaimo.
Oh, okay. Never mind. We did not do that.
So, no, we've not been to Duncan. We've been, like, an hour north of Duncan.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Because we ferried into Nanaimo.
Right. What's cool about Duncan?
Well, Duncan is the smallest city in Canada by area.
Really?
Yes.
That is very cool.
It's also probably one of the smallest cities by population because, of course, you have to be above 5,000 yep. population to be a city, and they are 5,047 in 2021 census.
Right. So, skin of their teeth.
Yeah. It's 2.7 square kilometers.
What? No.
Yeah.
How?
I don't, like, very small city, I guess.
Oh, that's super cool.
And they're known as the City of Totems, so like a lot of totem poles.
Oh, yes.
There.
Right. Well, in Nanaimo there were a lot too, yes. So like that makes
yeah.
sense.
Yeah, a lot of a big native population mm-hmm. on Vancouver Island, and they're big into like history and
yeah.
Embracing the arts land and arts yes. and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool. I'm reading that it was actually likely started because it was like someone's farm, and our first prime minister, Sir John A. Macdonald, was doing a train mm-hmm. tour through the country and onto Vancouver Island,
right.
and was stopping in prescribed cities that or places that existed, and someone had erected an arch there, and 2,000 people had gathered.
Oh.
In the middle of nowhere.
What?
And the train kind of stopped and was like, oh, this must be where we're supposed to stop. And then I guess a city built up from that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, kind of random.
That sounds about right, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. So really small city. Funny kind of place that it started, and actually is pretty well known for a true crime story.
Oh, is this why Duncan sounds familiar to me?
Maybe.
I also know a lot of true crime.
It became well known in the 80s, in 1985, which was a pretty good year. Yeah. there was a bunch of news coverage about this. There was a bombing on board an Air India Flight 182, and this was Canada's largest murder case. A resident of the Duncan, mm-hmm. BC, had purchased bomb parts at Radio Shack in Duncan, and used a radio to conceal the bomb on the plane and something. So yeah, that you might have heard about Duncan from something
really?
About an Air India bomb.
Okay, I have not. This is not what I heard.
No,
from him, no.
Yeah, very interesting.
That is very interesting. Yeah, crazy
yeah.
actually.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I enjoy
random little tiny city, and this is the fun you get out of Better Know a Listener.
I love Better Know a Listener. Better Know a Listener is getting to be like my favorite thing. This is so cool.
So shout out to our listeners from Duncan, British Columbia.
Definitely message us if you're from Duncan, by the way, because this sounds very cool.
Also, I'm jealous because Vancouver Island is gorgeous.
Vancouver Island is gorgeous. Can you send us a picture of your favorite totem?
Oh, good one. Yeah.
Yes, if you're in Duncan. Or if you're not in Duncan and you live near somewhere that's like that. But I really, really, it's one of the things I love about being out on the coast.
That is my favorite indigenous art in Canada is totem poles.
And there's some beautiful indigenous art.
There certainly is, yeah. But like, that I don't know. That screams Canada to
Absolutely.
Me because it was like a Pacific Northwest, so there was some in the States,
yeah.
but mostly trended towards Canada. So
love.
It's very, very Canadian.
Yes, and
like,
so many
what became
so
Canada,
well,
I should say, I
yes.
guess.
So many so well preserved
mm-hmm.
over the years, so... Yes, absolutely. Shout out to Duncan. Okay, I like it. Do you want to head to the main topic?
Yeah, I guess that's still me, but let's do that. What's in the bag?
It's not a head, it's just content.
Oh.
Ah, Disney A grab bag.
So, I'm going to be honest, this is pure filler episode.
All right.
We have talked about filler episodes in some of our reviews of Disney Plus
That's
shows.
True.
This is one of those.
Mandalorian. I got this.
Yeah. A little cough. But this is one of ours because, you know, we're on vacation and I thought we were going to take a break.
Right. Actually, we typically do take a break, and we recorded a couple episodes in advance. We weren't going to miss like 3 weeks worth. But yeah, we had this idea, and let's do it.
We're having fun, and we're getting more listeners from cool places like Duncan. So yeah, let's keep her going, and we'll do a filler episode. So hopefully you enjoy it. We'll still have fun.
We're going to have fun. Yeah, this is a fun episode, basically.
Yeah.
So I'm excited because we were talking last episode how generally when we do something like Would You Rather or quizzing or something like that, it's me asking you.
Yeah, I do answer more fun than you do.
Oh, no, you are definitely the funny guy.
So I'll just make fun of you instead. Mm-hmm. How about that?
But instead, you said it's trivia.
It is trivia.
I am better at Disney trivia than you.
It's a BuzzFeed quiz.
Okay.
Because I'm lazy. I'm not coming up with this trivia by myself. And it's called, Here's a 70-Question Disney Movie Quiz.
Ooh.
Good luck, suckers.
All right, so if you're listening, you should play along and see if you get better than me. I have this deal when we do trivia with my Disney trivia or like Disney song, name that song, with my students that they get bonuses if they can beat me. No one has ever beat me. Mm. Even when they do it all together, they can't quite beat me. Although one group came close last year. So if you're playing at home and you beat me, I want to hear about it.
Okay. We're going to start off pretty easy.
Because, like, I'm really good at Disney trivia compared to, like, high school students. But if you're listening to this, I'm going to assume you're a Disney fan. So, like, I want to know how I stack up.
It would be weird if you didn't like Disney and you were listening.
Right, yeah.
I mean, we are pretty entertaining.
That's mostly you.
That would be a big compliment.
Right.
But I mean, it would be weird otherwise.
Yeah, it's
true. A little weird.
So I want to know how I stack up compared to your average Disney fan.
Okay.
Okay. I'm ready. Ready for the challenge.
Okay. Complete this quote. Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your blank.
Dishonor on your cow. Much actually family and then cow. It's dishonor on you. Dishonor on your family. Dishonor on your cow.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. These are multiple choice, but I'm not giving you the multiple choice.
What if I need them?
Well, I will tell you if your answer that you give is not on the multiple choice. I'll be like, try again. I will give you the Family Feud buzz.
Okay. Okay, deal. All right.
In Rey and the Last Dragon, which is new. So,
oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no.
Which of these is not an area in Kamdandra?
This, I literally have no idea what I'm going to do here.
Which of these is not an area?
Not an area. Okay.
It's like the body parts of the dragon, remember?
Yes. But I don't remember what the areas are called, so. It's multiple choice. You have to give them to me.
Okay.
Because it's not an area. I need to pick
one. It's not an area.
Okay.
So your choices are heart, tail, spine, and scale.
Spine.
Incorrect.
Damn. Heart. Tail, spine,
I would have gotten this one. Ha! I didn't know it, but with the multiple choice, I would have gotten it. So, anyway, moving on.
I'm sad now. I didn't know that'd be Ray the last.
You're at 50%.
Exactly.
Oh,
terrible. Fake fan.
Okay. What is this character's name/number in Soul? It's the person that Soul guy.
There's a lot of new movies on here. I'm a little nervous about this.
Yeah, I guess you're. I just you're a fake fan.
Is it 22?
22 is an option.
23?
No,
22.
It's 17, 22, 34, or 42.
42.
Is that your 42. Final answer?
42.
No, it was 22.
Dang!
I should have just.
Okay. I'm losing so badly.
Yes, you are now at 33% on your Disney quiz.
Can we get to something that was not like?
But you shouldn't have second guessed yourself.
I know.
And
as a teacher, that's the number one rule: you go with your gut.
42, you would have known. Like, I don't know. Anyway.
42, because it's the answer to everything. Is
yeah,
42.
But so you would have remembered that. Okay. Singer Leela Salonga.
Yeah.
Performed the songs for two Disney princesses. Which one?
Can I see how the name is spelled?
Leela Salonga.
Two Disney princesses. I'm going to guess Moana Is that an option?
That is not an option. This is more classic princesses.
Oh, okay. Can you give me the options, please?
Belle and Jasmine, Ariel and Belle, Mulan and Belle, or Jasmine and Mulan?
Jasmine and Mulan.
That is correct.
Okay.
That's what I would have guessed with that name. I don't know. You're uninspiring so far. Mm-hmm. Just terrible.
I'm feeling terrible about this right now.
How many puppies does Perdita give birth to at the start of 101 Dalmatians? And I'm pretty sure you've asked me this question on trivia before. And I'm not giving you the multiple choice on this one.
Well, I'm choosing between two, but I can't remember which one it is before she loses one and he comes back. Mm. Like Lucky. 14?
That is not an option.
Oh my god! I don't want to play this anymore.
Terrible.
Okay, give me the options.
No!
Give me the options. Give me the options. I'll be able to recognize it.
No.
Yes.
14 is wrong, so...
Is it higher or lower?
It is higher. They're all higher than 14. That's a lot of puppies, by the way.
17.
It is not an option.
Just tell me the options. Take four times as long, but you're not telling me.
101.
No.
99.
No.
15 or 16. So this is like a 50-50. That's why I didn't want to give you the options.
Oh, okay. It's 16. She gives birth to 16.
No, it was 15. You're wrong.
So 14 was then what it went down to.
Too bad. You're wrong. You're terrible. You're doing horrible. Be ashamed.
I'm so ashamed.
What appetizer is Kronk making for Kuzco that he almost burns?
Spinach puffs.
That is correct.
I've seen that movie once.
Good job. You've slightly redeemed yourself.
Okay.
Only a little bit.
Keep going. You gotta go quicker.
What business does Miguel's family have in Coco?
I've only seen that once as well,
yes.
You gotta give me options.
Shoemaker, tailor, a restaurant, or music shop?
Tailor.
Incorrect.
Shoemaker.
Yes.
Where are the classic Disney movies here?
I don't even need to cover the options. What is this character's name?
You mean Clarabelle?
Yeah. It's Clarabelle. It's from, like, the new Mickey show.
Yeah, but it's still Clarabelle. So.
But it's Clarabelle. That was pretty obvious.
Oh, more of those.
You don't need the options for this either. Which musical is Wally obsessed with?
Oh, I love it. Hello, Dolly.
Correct.
It's like Louis Armstrong sings, hello.
Yeah, I knew you knew it. Okay, that's yeah. Fine, that's fine. Which Disney princess sings Once Upon a Dream?
Aurora, also known as Briar Rose from Sleeping Beauty.
Yes.
I didn't know which option would be on there.
Which of these words does Ariel not sing in Part of Your World? Gizmos, What's-Its, Doohickeys, or Thingamabobs?
Doohickeys. Feeling better now, by the way.
What's the first monster that Hercules fights when he arrives in Thebes?
Oh, I don't know what its name is. It has a bunch of... a Hydra.
Correct.
Yeah.
What is this guy's name? And it's Pongo. It's the Dalmatian, yes. Pongo, correct. Oh, man. Yeah, the multiple choice on that would have been terrible. Spot, Pluto, Tramp, or Pongo. Like, come on.
Yeah, no kidding.
After some of these questions, that's ridiculous.
Pongo, jeez. Okay.
Who is the youngest Disney princess? And I'm not giving you options on this one either.
Well, technically it's Snow White because she's only supposed to be 14, although she doesn't really say her name in the thing. So then the next option would be Ariel, who says she's 16 because she doesn't actually say her name.
Okay, what's your answer?
Snow White.
That is correct.
Good, because the other one
Ariel wasn't an option.
No, okay, perfect. Yeah, she's 14.
What tattoo does Moana's grandmother have on her back?
Ray.
Correct.
Seen that movie only once.
I didn't know that.
She turns into a Ray.
Mm, that's,
or her spirit turns into a Ray.
Moana's grandmother, you have good taste in tattoos. That's what I want.
I know. Yeah. Moana's grandmother is awesome. I just shared a meme on our Facebook thing, and it was like, don't lie, this is who you want to aspire to be. And she's still alive, and she's like, why are you acting so strange? Because I'm the village crazy lady. This is my job. And I was like, yeah. I want to be that lady.
Okay.
Shout out to Disney grandmas, except Encanto.
Yeah. Encanto grandmas.
All the other Disney grandmas are awesome. Okay. I'm done. Ooh, Mulan's grandma is so good.
What's the name of the giant whale that swallows Pinocchio?
Monstro.
Correct.
Oh, I'm feeling so much better. Things were looking really bleak there for a little bit.
Yeah, you did not get off to a strong start. Yeah. How many daughters does King Triton have?
Seven.
After the seven seas. Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yes.
In The Incredibles, Mr. Incredible finds the skeleton of which former superhero in a cave on Syndrome's Island?
That I don't know. I want to hear options for that. I think I deserve options for that.
I guess. I don't know. It's still knockoff Fantastic Four.
Yeah, that's fine. Give me options for it.
Dynaguy, Gazerbeam, Stratogale, or Vectress?
Gazerbeam.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's probably knockoff Cyclops, I would imagine. Not a big fan of The Incredibles. Anyway.
I love The Incredibles. I know, Fantastic Four. Okay, keep going.
What's the first dish Remy cooks with Linguini at Gusto's?
Well, I've only seen this once. It's a soup or like a chowder.
Soup is an option.
Soup. Soup.
That is correct.
Yeah.
The other options were omelette, a souffle, and a ratatouille.
No, ratatouille is the final one. Yeah.
Only one Disney princess has a living mother and a deceased father. Which one?
Living mother, deceased father.
I cannot give you the options on this.
No, it's fine. I'm just going through the princesses in my mind.
It's way too obvious.
I'm going through the princesses in my mind. Okay. Snow White doesn't have any. Aurora, both are alive. Cinderella, both are dead. Ariel, the father's alive. Anna, well, Elsa's a queen, but parents are dead. Belle, the father's alive. Mulan, the parents are both alive. What princesses am I missing?
Is it old? No, it's not. It's not.
Is it actually canonically a princess?
Yes. It is. She's in the lineup of Disney princesses.
Pocahontas is sometimes, but her father's alive, her mother's dead. But mother's alive, father's dead.
And it's like big part of the movie plot and everything. Like it's a thing. You should know this.
Nope. Jasmine's father's alive. Mother's dead. All their dads are alive and their moms are dead.
Yes, that's why she's unique. She is unique.
And it's new. No, it's old.
It's not. It's in between, I guess.
Is it Renaissance era?
I've already helped you too much.
Because Moana, the parents are both alive. Tangled was 2D animated. Oh, no, Princess and the Frog. Oh, it's Princess and the Frog.
No, she's an orphan.
No, she's not. Her mom's alive. Yeah, she is. Tiana's mother's alive.
Okay, is that your answer?
Tiana's mother is alive.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the whole thing, is her dad's dead. Okay.
I thought it was Merida.
No, Merida's parents are both alive.
Oh. I thought her dad died in, like, some horrible kilt accident or something.
No, her dad was mauled by a bear, but didn't die.
Mm. Horrible kilt accident.
Yeah.
Which Disney princess has a chameleon sidekick?
Rapunzel from Tangled.
Correct.
Only seen that once, too.
Where does Nemo end up when he's captured in Finding Nemo? Also, see this picture?
Yeah.
That was me snorkeling in Jamaica earlier this year. Where the fish was like right up in it.
He ends up at 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney.
Sydney.
Oh, but it's the address.
Good job. Very good. Yes, you're trying to redeem yourself. Not quite there yet.
But I'm working on it.
How long does Lumiere say the curse has lasted during Be Our Guest?
10 years. 10 years we've been rusting, needing so much more than dusting.
Correct. Good job.
Yay. Feeling better. Okay.
What animal does Yzma turn into in the end of Emperor's New Groove?
Kitty.
A cat. Correct.
I've only seen that once, but I know the picture of her. She's a gray kitty, and she's like, meow.
What is the name of the skunk from Bambi?
Oh, Flower.
Mm-hmm.
He can call me Flower if he wants to.
Ironic, because skunks are stinky.
Mm-hmm.
What type of animal is Robin in the movie Robin Hood?
He's a fox. He's foxy. Mm.
What type of animal was Prince John?
He is a lion.
A little skinny lion, yes. Mm-hmm. Hercules is the son of two Greek gods. Which ones?
Zeus and Hera.
Correct.
Most unrealistic thing Disney ever did. Make Zeus a loving family man.
That is true.
A doting father husband.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no. In Coco, how did Ernesto de la Cruz die?
Oh, I need to watch this movie again.
It's true. We do, actually.
We said that last time. We should make sure excellent entrance into spooky season. Not quite spooky, but like definitely getting some fall vibes.
Technically, it would be a good thing to watch on November 1st.
That's also true. Because
that is Dios de la Muerte.
Is Ernesto his grandfather? Because if so, he was killed by his best friend. I'm trying to remember how. I want to feel like he was like pushed in front of something.
Okay, well, your options are he was poisoned, he died of old age, a bell fell on him, or he was trampled by a bull.
Like a bell fell on him.
Correct!
Oh, man. I have this image of, like, being pushed or, like, something like that.
Which of these celebrities does the genie not impersonate in Aladdin 1992?
Oh, okay.
Rodney Dangerfield, Jack Nicholson, Betty White.
Betty White.
And Carol Channing.
Oh, Betty White.
Correct.
Yeah. The first two I can distinctly
Betty
picture.
White was too cool still in 1992. I don't know.
No, you don't touch Betty White.
Yeah. In Princess and the Frog, which object is Ray in love with thinking it's a firefly?
A star.
Correct. How did you remember that?
Because he sings this beautiful song called Evangeline to the star. And then at the end, after Ray dies, they look up and then there's another bright star right beside Evangeline. It's like he went and go with her.
That's not how stars work.
Yeah, that's the part.
He's just like, super dead.
That's the part that you're like, that's the line, eh?
What does Carl give Russell as his merit badge in Up?
Oh, the little pin from the Ellie badge, he calls it, and it's the grape soda pin that Ellie first gave them when they became friends.
Correct, yes.
I've seen Up more than once.
Up is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Complete this lyric from Mulan.
Oh, okay.
We must be swift as a blank river.
Coursing river.
Correct.
With all the force of the great typhoon. With all the strength of a raging fire.
What is the name of this cat from Cinderella?
The only cat is Lucifer.
Yeah, yeah, like, I don't need to show you the picture.
And we always talk about what a great cat name that is.
What is Minnie Mouse's full first
Minerva.
Name? Whoa, that was very quick and also correct.
Yeah.
I would have guessed Wilhelmina just for fun.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I don't know. Where does the Emperor's New Groove take place?
I have absolutely no
idea. Oh. It's a country. Not a city.
Can there be options?
The options are countries. No, there can't be options.
There can be options.
Because the options are going to give it away.
Then make up ones, so I won't know until I hear the right one.
No. Just guess. You know.
No. Ecuador.
I mean, that's pretty close. It's in the right continent.
I've only seen this movie once.
Okay, your options are Morocco, Cuba, Mexico, and Peru.
Oh, it's Peru.
Well, yeah, obviously. That's why I said I didn't want to give you the options, because they're
stupid. At least it's not like Denmark, France.
I don't know. It might as well be.
No way.
Only one of those is South America.
You could have just named four South American countries, and I would have picked up the right one.
What job is Judy Hopps assigned to when she joins the Zootopia Police?
Oh, I don't know exactly what it was, but she was on, like, traffic, like, parking and stuff.
Well, okay, so archives, evidence, parking enforcement, or traffic direction?
Parking enforcement.
Correct!
Yes.
You said parking or traffic or something.
Oh, I see.
Which movie contains the song, Some Things Never Change?
That's Frozen 2.
Correct!
Yeah.
Good
that's
job.
On my Disney Christmas playlist.
I prefer not to give you the options because it makes it too easy.
No, that's
otherwise.
Fine. If you can do without, then don't.
Mm-hmm. In which of the following movies is the villain still alive at the end?
Ooh, good question. Not a lot of them.
Again, can't give you the options.
Oh, so just start naming movies where...
Yes.
Can you give me, like, an era?
Not 3D. How about that?
So old.
Older, yes.
That's
way too much information.
Okay. Let me just think. Okay.
We have actually talked about it previously
so,
in this
hold
quiz.
On. Is it Disney movies where Robin Hood, he's alive at the end? No, he is. Prince John's alive at the end.
That is true. He just goes to jail. It's not on the list.
Okay. That's what I'm, like,
yep.
doing. Okay.
Yeah,
you're not going to give me the options is what I got to do.
Yeah.
Is it newer than Robin Hood?
Oh, yes. Very much so.
Okay. Is it, like, newer than...
You've only seen it once.
Emperor's New Groove.
Correct.
Yzma is alive. She's just a kitty.
She's a kitty, yes. Like I said, we talked.
And Kronk becomes a good guy. He had a spinoff show and everything.
What job does Fred have in Big Hero 6? He's like the stoner dude that turns out to be super rich. But he has a job.
Is he like a... Does he spin the, like, signs? Like a sign spinner?
That's not an option, but that does sound kind of familiar, eh? I don't know.
You gonna give me the options, then?
Fast food worker, school custodian, school mascot, or pizza delivery guy.
Oh, I almost said two of those. He's either the school mascot or he's the pizza delivery guy. I think he's the school mascot.
Correct!
Yeah!
I think that's where you got the sign spinning
mm-hmm.
from. I think that was the closest.
Yeah, because I think that was like a move that he uses... Then when he becomes a superhero.
Okay. In Monsters, Inc., when a sock is stuck to one of the scares...
2319!
Yes, okay. How many stepsisters does Cinderella have?
Two.
Yeah.
Anastasia and Drusilla.
Uh-huh. Which animals own the ice cream shop in Zootopia?
I can picture the ice cream.
You just have to guess. I'm not giving
you... Are they penguins?
They are not penguins. That's too obvious and terrible.
Well, yeah, but...
That's speciesist. Can't believe you're so speciesist. Next thing you're going to say is polar bears. And no.
So
no.
It's not polar bears.
No, it's not.
Is it like something that was in a warm climate? Is it something like koala bears?
Yeah, I don't think you know this, so you just...
Just give me the options, then.
Mm-hmm.
I clearly don't know it.
Okay, well... It's going to be a 3 out of 4, because it's not the sloths. They're at the DMV, obviously. So, giraffes, anteaters, or elephants?
Elephants.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't want to give it to you.
Because I would have gotten it correct. You don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know.
What birthday is Rapunzel celebrating when the events of Tangled happen?
18th.
Correct.
Oh, lucky guess. I know it's her birthday. Because it's now that I'm older, mother might finally let me go. Might just let me go.
What is Donald Duck's middle name? Hoo-wee!
You need any options?
No! You're just going to get it wrong.
No, give me options.
So you're just forfeiting?
No, give me options!
Are you forfeiting?
No, give me options! It's a multiple choice, come on!
Okay, this is forfeit.
No.
So, but like,
no, okay, hold on. Oh,
Disney
God.
Trivia, you should just know this.
Somewhere in the back of my brain, I do know this. Can you tell me what letter it starts with?
There's many options. F, H, D, or M.
It's an F. It's the F one.
Okay, I'm going to guess that.
Okay, do it.
That's actually correct.
I know. What is it?
Fauntleroy.
Yes! Fauntleroy. Fauntleroy. Because I read this thing, and it's like, where did Huey, Dewey, and Louie come from? And I think somewhere in that article was, like, Donald's full name. And, yeah.
Okay, well, you get half.
No, I get the full mark on that. Yes, Fauntleroy.
Okay. What is the name of Jane's dad in Tarzan?
I can picture him. I've only seen this once.
Yeah, he looks like this.
Got, is it like...
He's got a crazy
it's
moustache.
It's a really old name.
Starts with an A. There's only A options.
Archibald.
Incorrect. That was an option, but that's incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Archimedes.
Archimedes. No, Archimedes is the name of the owl in Sword in the Stone. They can't have the same name.
Maybe they're the same.
They're what?
Oh, new theory.
Oh, okay. Archimedes. I never would have gotten that.
Very Greek, yes.
Mm-hmm. Great name for the owl in Sword in the Stone, though.
You can tell Huey, Dewey, and Louie apart by the color they wear.
Yes.
Which color is
God.
Dewey?
Green.
Incorrect!
Yeah, I don't know. It's green, red, or blue. I literally don't know.
Is blue.
Oh. If it helps, I would have guessed that next, but it just would have been a shot in the dark.
Only one of the seven dwarfs doesn't have a beard.
Dopey.
Correct. That, I mean, that's easy.
Yes.
That's super easy.
Yes. Even you could get that
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Why is Flynn Rider annoyed by his wanted posters?
They can never get his nose right.
Correct. How many brothers does Hans have in Frozen?
A lot. It's like 11. Is that an option?
That's not an option.
Damn it. 7.
Incorrect. You were closer with 11. He's 12.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I think I do remember when he's like 12 brothers and sisters.
So
yeah.
He's like unlucky number 13, I guess.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Damn it. What does Boo's door have painted on it in Monsters, Inc.?
Flowers.
Correct!
White with pink flowers.
Yeah. That, yeah. What does Aladdin steal and end up giving to two poor children?
Loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me more Disney Renaissance ones. I got those down.
Bread is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Which was the last animated Disney movie to use a storybook in the intro? This is a good question.
That is an excellent question.
The last
one. Ooh, that is an excellent question.
And I'm not giving you options.
No. Hold on. Don't, because... The most recent. Is it like, can you just tell me, is it like really recent? Like what I
no,
consider
I can't,
recent?
No, I can't tell you.
I think it was Rapunzel. Tangled.
That is not an option, so that is incorrect.
I think there was one that they did like really, like quite recently as like a throwback.
Yeah?
Is it The Princess and the Frog?
Nope. It is Robin Hood.
Really?
Apparently. That's a really old one.
I
picked Pocahontas for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you weren't giving the right answers. And mm-hmm. No, it told me it was Robin Hood.
Yeah, I know it wasn't Pocahontas. I've seen the opening to that a million times, and I knew it wouldn't be like Beauty and the Beast. But I thought it was one like quite recently that was like a callback to it, you know?
Well, too bad.
Robin Hood.
So sad.
That is an excellent trivia
that
question.
That is a good trivia
I
question.
I really like that. I can picture that opening in Robin
what
Hood.
What is the name of the organization Bernard and Bianca run in The Rescuers?
Rescue Aid Society. RESCUE. Rescue Aid Society.
Correct.
Heads held high.
Okay. What does Abu try to steal from the Cave of Wonders?
A big gem. A big, like...
Correct. Yeah.
The monkey statue's holding it.
What... In The Little Mermaid, what name does Ursula use after she becomes human?
Vanessa.
Vanessa.
Oh my god, that's all I'm gonna hear now. Why would you do that?
That's my best Kingpin, I'm sorry.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's all I'm gonna hear now. But it's Vanessa.
Yeah, okay. Good job. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, like, I can redeem myself with Disney trivia.
Oh, wow. This, you better get this one, too. What name is above Winnie the Pooh's door?
Oh, Sanders. Oh, Winnie the Pooh. Mm. Give me more Winnie the Pooh trivia. Mm.
Yeah.
I got those down pat.
Which celebrity played herself as the announcer at the Marine Life Institute in Finding Dory? You've only seen this once.
I remember laughing at this. Sigourney Weaver.
Correct.
Oh my god. Really?
Yes. I knew this. I knew this one.
I didn't. I was just like, it's someone like that. So maybe.
Very good.
Oh my god.
Very good. The other options were Helen Mirren, Jane Fonda, and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh my god. I honestly would have like 50, like I just shot in the dark any of them.
Yeah, even with the options.
Even with the options, yeah. It would have been any mini miny mo.
Yeah.
Oh man.
In Do You Want to Build a Snowman, which historical figure does Anna tell to hang in there?
Joan of Arc.
Correct.
Yeah. He goes, you hang in there, Joan.
What name does Mulan choose for herself when she's in disguise as a dude?
Ping.
Ping. It is. One of these Disney princesses has green eyes. Which one?
Are you just going to, like, leave it?
Yeah. Guess a Disney princess with green
Rapunzel.
Eyes. Which is interesting because stereotypically animated characters that you want to find attractive have green eyes.
But most don't.
They're drawn, but a lot don't. But mm-hmm. Anyway, it's weird that there's...
No, Rapunzel has brown eyes.
No, it was
Rapunzel. Rapunzel.
I was clicking on Rapunzel, so yeah.
Good.
I thought Rapunzel had blue eyes, actually.
No, I can picture her. She has green eyes. That the picture with her like swinging out with her hair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would have guessed obvious options. I would have guessed Merida because that would have made most sense with the red hair. And...
Yeah, no, that's true. The options might have thrown me actually on that one because I might have done the same.
The four things Sebastian names at the start of "Kiss the Girl" are.
He names four things. Oh, he names four things. Like, as part of the song?
Yes, I guess so. It's like percussion strings.
Percussion strings.
Something, something.
Winds, words.
Correct.
Yes.
All the options were percussion strings, and then there was two other... They actually... The only thing that changed from all the options was the third thing. It was percussion strings, blank words.
Winds. Words. At least he starts singing.
It's funny, I don't actually remember that, and I've seen A Little Mermaid a lot.
Really?
It's just been a long time.
That was like probably my favorite scene growing up. Maybe even more than Part of Your World, which is saying something, because...
My favorite part was where Ursula gets stabbed. What can I say? I'm a simple man.
Enjoy the impalement.
See which impalement? Sign me up.
Hey, we had the Oscars for best impalement of a Disney character this last time, didn't we? That's awesome. Yeah. There's three.
What is Flynn Rider's real name?
Eugene.
Yes, it is Eugene. That he has a last name.
Oh.
There's four options. They're all Eugene something.
Oh no. Eugene Fitzherbert.
Yes.
Oh my god.
That is one of the options. So I assumed it was right. Yes, very good.
Oof. I don't know how that's locked in my brain.
That is some wasted brain space right there. Okay.
Hey, I knew Minerva Mouse.
we're getting close to the end here.
Okay. Oof.
Which of these feats does Maui not mention in Your Welcome?
Gosh. Okay. I've only seen this movie once, but I've heard the song a couple times, so.
Bringing fire to humans, lassoing the sun, creating coconut trees. Well, I know that, yeah. Or carving the first canoe.
Carving the first canoe.
Correct!
Yeah.
During A Whole New World. Aladdin and Jasmine travel through Egypt and Greece.
Yes.
Where do they end up at the end of the song?
I know the last part is when they're going through the water and she's like trailing her hands along it, but that isn't technically where they end up.
Just like give a vague description of it, and I'll pick one of these.
Are they on top of a building?
There is an option that's kind of like a building.
They're up high.
Okay. I mean, they're up high in the whole song, so that's not really
No, because they go down by the water a few times.
Oh, okay. All right. What continent do you think they're in?
Africa.
You think they're in Africa?
Yes.
Okay. No. They're in they're in Asia.
Oh, where are they ending up?
They're in the Imperial City in China.
Oh, that's cool. I knew they went through there, but I didn't know it was at the end.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, okay. I really have to pay attention to the order of what they do, I guess.
Yeah. What do the three fairies send Aurora to do while they make her a cake?
Collect berries.
Correct. Mm-hmm. How does Rafiki learn that Simba is still alive in The Lion King?
That's on the wind. It's on the wind and he collects it into like the little bowl and then he like does a little potion thing and then he like looks at it and he like reads the leaves.
We'll go with this. So it says it was, he finds some petals and other fluff that Simba touched.
Yeah, that was collected to him and then he puts it in the bowl and he like crushes it down. And
what you were describing was the option, he sees a sign in the clouds.
No, that's not it.
Well,
I said it leaves that was collected from. No, he doesn't see a sign in the clouds. I'm right. I'm getting that point.
No, you're terrible.
Yes, I am. I'm getting that point.
Absolutely terrible.
Getting that point. I can see it exactly.
You get a half point to go along with the other previous half point.
No, both of them are full points.
Nope. Wrong. Okay, anyway. In Robin Hood, how do Robin and Little John rob Prince John's carriage?
They dress up like fortune tellers, women.
Correct. Yes, I could have told you that, but yes.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't.
What's the hook-handed thug dream in Tangled? Thug's dream.
He wants to be a concert pianist.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, that's like the whole thing, is they always have this far-fetched dream that they don't think will come true.
He's right, it won't come true.
Am I correct?
Yes,
I've seen this once.
That is correct. That's pretty good. Congratulations on making it this far. This is question 70. Here's an easy one for your last question.
Don't believe you.
Finish this lyric. When you wish upon
a star, yes. Makes no difference who you are.
Okay.
You
did very well. You got 60 of 70 after starting really rough.
Technically, I got 61 because I deserve that Simba
being
alive.
You got 60 of 70.
One.
60 of 70.
If you'd have given me the options, I would have gotten a lot more.
Yeah, you did pretty good.
Good. So what is it says? Is that the highest category?
It says, great job. You may have missed a question here and there, but this quiz covered a wide range of movies, so that made it extra difficult.
It was very difficult.
If you watch some of the classics that you might not have seen in a long time, I bet you can come back and ace this.
No, that was not my problem.
That was not your problem. No, it was the newer ones.
Well, you know what? We stopped rewatching all the movies when we got to the 2000s. It was all the 2000s that I screwed up on.
Yeah, well. What can you do, eh?
Watch the 2000s.
That's the future. Oh, wait, no. That used to be the future.
Correct. That was fun. I'm disappointed in myself not getting, like, 100%.
Well, you did your best, and that's all that matters.
Can't believe you didn't give me that one about Simba. I'm disappointed. I should have gotten 65 or higher.
Yeah, you should have, but you didn't.
I'm a fake fan.
Yeah, clearly.
All right, if you're playing at home, though, I want to know how you did. Because I'm feeling pretty down about my score, actually. I'm feeling pretty good about some of them, but overall, I'm feeling kind of down.
You still got an A, though. It was 88%, so that's...
Yeah. It's the only thing I'm good at, though, is Disney trivia. Clearly, I'm not that good.
There were some tricky questions
on there.
There
were some, yeah. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Well, that is our show this week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, where you can also find links to our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Instagram is the easiest way to get a hold of us. You can also find links to email us. That website is disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. And that's, I was asked, Disney E-H.
Mm.
Disney A, like Canadian, not A, the kind of got on the quiz.
Right. Yes. A. Like, how's it going, eh?
Yeah, eh? You can also find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you, especially if you are from Duncan, British Columbia.
Right, where you'd probably say,
yeah, eh?
How you doing, hoser, eh?
BC is not like the Maritimes.
Yeah. Or Saskatchewan. Yeah.
Saskatchewan, yeah. So I'm not sure what we're doing next episode, but we will be back regular time. We'll have like news and, well, actually we'll probably do a news catch up.
We'll do a news catch up and just like how our trip went or something like that. A little trip
we'll
report.
Do like a catch up kind of thing. And then after that, we have Secret Invasion to discuss.
We do.
So that'll be your, stay tuned for that kind
of
stuff.
We should have talked about that at the top of the show, because we just watched an episode. We watched the third episode.
Yeah, which tells you when we're recording this.
This week, and I like it, but it'll be all done by the time we get back, so what can you do, eh?
So stay tuned. Till the next adventure, I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney, eh?
Because life is broken up into vacation and not vacation. And not vacation is much longer and more depressing than
that's
vacation.
True.